It's like a world of difference, you know. I mean, the first year, of course, is extremely memorable because everything was new. We were, you know, the anxiety in Camp Red Wing was high because you're selling people a dream, an idea that hadn't really been realized yet, and you weren't sure whether people were going to jump on board. And also, you know, it was young and new, and we were looking to not lose a bunch of money. And so I remember like the day of that we opened the gates the first like Friday, and we were like, we need trash cans. Like, you know, I just remember, you know, somebody running to some box store or something and just getting a bunch of like cardboard trash, you know, receptacles because we were like, oh no, we don't have. So certain things like that in the first year, that was like the feeling from behind the curtain, you know. So yeah, this year we have added on more campsites and then another new small stage. And so we have said from the very beginning that we had a vision of starting this festival in this location. We don't want to overdo it. Like we know there's something beautiful about this space. I'm excited to see how this year's changes will affect the festival.
If it's all the same to you, I'm starting from the ending. If 1 + 1 + 1 = 2, we're losing when we're winning. But I'm just picking up on clues, and I question our beginnings. Future is a thing we choose. I'm just answering a calling. Feels just like I'm falling.
It must be awesome to be in a band successful enough that you have your own festival. I mean, there's not too many bands that do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a dream. Like, you know, I credit a lot of other people for helping facilitate us to even really take this endeavor and go for it. We had a friend in our camp named Ben, and I remember he was one of the first people who said to us, he was like, you guys could do this. There's no reason you couldn't. Don't think that it's too big of an idea or there's too many other festivals. You really could do it. And I think him planting that seed for us, we just kept kind of gnawing away at it. And again, you know, we met up with the perfect partners who were looking to do an event. So yeah, it takes so many perfect storms to really make it happen the way it has. I do think the band has a role in it, but the partners to produce the festival, the perfect location, maybe even the timing. We just stumbled into a community looking for something that maybe they didn't even know they were looking for. But it's been amazing to see people who maybe this isn't or wasn't their favorite style of music even, but they've just sort of grabbed hold of this, and their family comes every year and they say, this is our festival. And I think seeing that has been all the more inspiring for the band to keep coming back and doing it.
'Cause every day we're in the rafters, falling till we find the floor, falling till we find the floor.
And on top of the festival, the first day of the festival, you have a new record coming out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
No, I know. We really put it all together this year. This is the first time we've done this. But yeah, we looked at it and we said, why not partner the biggest sort of show and weekend of our year with the biggest event of our year, which is releasing this record, and see what happens. See if we love it, see if we hate it. But it's exciting. I think it is fun because Red Wing is always a big party. And that's kind of what you're hoping for when you've put all of yourself into a project like we do with a new album. It's exciting to show up on Friday and just drop that record.
And the new album is called Over the Trees.
Yes.
And I understand you've sort of mentioned it's a little more experimental than your previous records. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. We played around with a lot of new sounds. You know, the Steel Wheels have evolved in a number of ways over the years, but I think one of the biggest changes has come in a personnel change that we had in the last couple years, which is when we invited Kevin Garcia to come on the road with us as a drummer and percussionist and a keyboard player. And so he came in and was amazing and adept at sort of helping us put an album up on stage. But then he became a member of the band. I mean, very quickly, we realized that he was just like an old soul and a brother in many ways. And so he's become a part of the band. And so this was the first album we've ever done with Kevin as a full-time member of the band. And so that meant that we knew drums and percussion were going to be integral to the sounds. You know, coming from a more Appalachian music, string band kind of influenced group of musicians, we hadn't ever done a record where we started certain songs and we said, let's start with drums and maybe a banjo or something like that. And we've never done that. It's almost always been four acoustic musicians, you know, sitting around in a circle. And then if we were going to do drums, we'd be like, oh, maybe drums would add something to this. We had so many situations that way where it was, yeah, we start with a gourd banjo and drums on one of the songs. And then we also, Jay has been exploring over the last couple years more and more electric guitar sounds. And so there's a lot more ambient landscapes that are in this record. And Brian, our bass player, played more electric bass on this record than ever before. And yeah, I think we really let it all hang out. We tried to remain in the moment of the recording process rather than thinking like, well, how are we going to do this live? Or how are we going to do this live? And we just didn't want to limit ourselves in any of those ways. And that got us to some really fun places. You know, we played around with this little synthesizer that the producer had, and it found its way on a song called Get to Work. Go do it. We came together in the pre-production with 40 songs so that we would have this broad canvas that we could then look at and focus in on and sort of say, what's the through line of these songs and what makes the best and most compelling statement as a recording? And so when we sort of broke it down to these 11 songs, some of the ones that found their way to the sort of top ended up being these, I don't know, like, the song Get to Work, for example, is much more of a, I would say, this kind of rolling mantra of a song. Wake up in the morning and get to work just kept like hitting me as, you know what, I can't control that. I can't control this. I can't, all I can really do is what I'm set here to do right now and what is my work right now. And if I get up and I get to it, just get to work, there's going to be something good that can come out of that. And so even if I can't see how that fits into the larger picture, at least I can do that and feel some sense of control and some sense of achievement through just getting to work. And I think there's previous albums where I wouldn't have even almost let that song be one of the songs on the album. Like, oh, that's not, that doesn't pass some, I don't know, litmus test of profundity, or you know, would Leonard Cohen have put a song like that on his, you know? And I think there was something about this, when I say experimental, I'd say we sort of played with allowing things to be a little lighter, not be so precious with every moment, and it's so precious that we had some fun, and I think, I hope that comes through. And I, waiting in the dark again. I'm losing my mind. Is there someone here? Someone here waiting in the dark?
When you're on stage at Red Wing and it's the Steel Wheel set, and you look out into the crowd and there are thousands of people listening to music you've written. What's that like?
It's transcendent. I mean, it's I think every year we go through this, that moment where you've got a sea of people, a lot of them are mouthing the words or singing along, and I tend to think in that moment, this is a lot larger than me or us. Like, that's what goes through my mind, is all of the work that it took to curate and make this moment happen. Every part of this festival has created this moment, and that goes to the sound people, and that goes to the people who brought in the stage, and it goes to the people who designed the logos, and the people who volunteered their time to help put up fencing. All of that has created this sense of responsibility of, like, I want to perform with the best and most heartfelt energy that I possibly can in this moment, to give as much of what you're feeling from the crowd back to them, you know. And I think that is so much of what the performer audience relationship is this symbiotic kind of exchange where they're giving you all that energy, you try to give it back the best you can, and it just keeps feeding off of each other. Yeah, I think that's the only way I can think of to describe it.
Trent Wagler is from the Steel Wheels. Their new record, Over the Trees, comes out July 12th. That's the same day the Red Wing Roots Music Festival kicks off. Trent, thanks.
Thank you.